Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Just a quote, we'll shut down the government, we control the money. We didn't say that. House Republicans said it this week. I've been taught to believe what people tell you and what they show you. And there are a growing number of House Republicans with this mindset.
White House Office of Budget and Management Director Shalonda Young says she was one of many uncertain if a budget deal could be reached before a government shutdown. But yesterday, House and Senate leaders announced the outlines of a general spending agreement. The deal, about $1.6 trillion, includes almost $900 billion for defense and about $700 billion for non-defense spending. That's in line with the debt limit agreement struck last year and accounts for unspent COVID funds, along with $10 billion in new cuts to IRS spending. But it could allow for new border control funds as part of a separate negotiation. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says America has reached a breaking point on immigration.
Our communities are overrun. We have local resources that are being strapped. We have lethal drugs that are pouring into our country at record levels. And it's in less than 3 years that President Biden took office that this has happened.
Some Republican hardliners who want to use the budget deadline as leverage to get a return to Trump-era border restrictions and deep spending cuts sound enraged. Texas Congressman Chip Roy used an obscenity to describe the agreement and insisted it be quoted. Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court said it would review Colorado's 14th Amendment ballot ban of former President Donald Trump. Since then, speculation by legal observers has been all over the map. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Bennett says it's not as straightforward as some seem to think.
In my view, when you have these questions of fact and law, it's the job of the courts to figure that out. It's not the job of one politician to make that call.
Two states have struck Trump from the ballot for leading an insurrection, with those actions stayed awaiting a Supreme Court ruling. Courts in three other states have initially ruled against similar moves, and about 20 have the issue pending or on appeal. Marking the third anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, President Joe Biden reaffirmed his intention to put the defense of American democracy, which he calls sacred, on the ballot this year.
We'll defend the truth, not give in to the big lie. We'll embrace the Constitution and the Declaration, not abandon it. We'll honor the sacred cause of democracy, not walk away from it.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing Biden of fear-mongering, but Attorney General Merrick Garland notes the dangers are very real, noting public servants face increasingly violent threats.
In just the final months of 2023, the department investigated and charged individuals with making violent threats against FBI agents, federal judges, including a Supreme Court justice, presidential candidates, members of Congress, members of the military, and election workers.
Last week, hoax bomb threats disrupted business at more than a dozen state capitals over 2 days. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...